our listeners win. Yeah, yeah, hell yeah. The morning after every victory, be sure to tune in to the Morning Rolls for a chance to win a jersey. Today, it'll be in about 11 and a half minutes. So stay tuned for that, presented by Habba's Law, because Habba's Law always puts people in the best position to win. 650 Comcast Business Text Line. This is how you do us. No Warrior segment did bring someone on cheering for the Clippers. Like, I forgot Rhea Lancaster was a Clipper fan. I forgot. But you know what? The Clippers deserve credit yesterday. They dictated tempo, dictated pace, points in the paint. They outscored the Warriors in the paint 58-38. They took away the threes. How about the passing numbers?
The highlights.
The Warriors had 19 assists after having 73 in the first two games. Only 19 assists last night. So the Clippers turned the Warriors into an isolation team. So you got to give them credit. But the turnovers are sloppy. Got them off. Steve Kerr, without Stephen Curry here, and we'll get the MRI today about his left ankle. We're going to be a little, that's the big talking point when it comes to the Golden State Warriors. What's up with Stephen Curry? Because you can have all the depth in the world. Everything revolves around number 30. So will Kuminga get going? Will Steve Kerr shorten the rotation? Will Kyle Anderson get more than 3.5 minutes like he did last night? Draymond Green, where is he at? He didn't play the last 8 minutes, basically. Kerr said, no, had nothing to do with the injury. It had everything to do with the lineup that got us back into the basketball game because Kevon Looney was playing well, and he's had a good start to the season.
The amount of people, I was doing the boxing, the fights in the fog, fire department versus the police on Saturday. The amount of people at the Irish Center who said, you give Bonte this Buddy Hield Steph Curry nickname. Buddy Hield is like a fan favorite. Yeah. Everybody is in love with him. I couldn't believe how many nicknames I heard from people on Saturday night.
It was because I've heard a lot about Buddy Hield and people taking shots at Clay, but how many people loved the 3-for-14 and 1-for-9 from the 3-point line last night?
I don't know how many people were absolutely tapped in like you and I were.
Yeah, look, I love Buddy Buckets.
I had double screen going.
Buddy Buckets have been balling, and I love Buddy Buckets. But the Clippers were very aware of Buddy Hield. And wherever he went on the floor, they were all over him. All over him. 3-for-14 overall, 1-for-9 from the 3-point line. Now, Buddy did have 6 rebounds. I thought he passed the ball better. He passed the ball very well Friday night in Utah. However, yesterday, that shot, Clippers are all over him. So he was 1-for-9. So we'll see how much love affair last year for Buddy Hill. But I like Buddy Buckets. But now, if they don't have Steph Curry for an extended period of time, the scouting report, Buddy Hill goes up the ladder. Andrew Wiggins goes up the ladder. All of a sudden, Kevon Looney goes up the ladder. And all of a sudden, you're going to get a lot more attention from opposing defenses without number 30, Stephen Curry, because Stephen Curry obviously draws a lot of attention.
Your Andrew Wiggins assessment earlier this year, I'm buying stock in Andrew Wiggins. The early returns are quite positive.
I'm buying stock in Andrew Wiggins.
They're very positive.
No one's saying to sell now, but it's an all-time high.
You have to hold.
No,
you hold.
No, the stock is just rising.
Stock because he looks fantastic. Kuminga, we'll get into that at some point.
Yeah,
and Draymond Green, I thought yesterday, I don't know, something was up. I don't want to say that. I'm not going to question someone like mailing it in because I saw a lot of people putting like, he's mailing it in. It wasn't a good game.
Well,
it just wasn't.
He wasn't going to play Friday night. He was limping around, and then obviously you see the knee yesterday. And he didn't have it going yesterday. He just didn't have it going. I thought Zubac did a great job. Now, I see Zubac credited with 18 rebounds now. Wow, 18 rebounds?
Yeah, Zubac.
We had 17
destroyed.
Last night. They must have gave him a rebound overnight. He was unbelievable. Now, Looney did his thing. Looney with the double-double. And I think Looney's been off. He's got 15 offensive rebounds to start the season. Come on, Looney. 15 offensive rebounds in just 3 games. That's 5 a game. That's got to be near the leaderboard in the NBA through the first 3 games. But they need a little more in the paint. They got outscored 58-38. TJD, he got outmanned yesterday. 4 points, just 1 rebound from Chase Jackson-Davis. So Looney yesterday had it going. TJD didn't. Draymond didn't. So we're going to see. Pelicans coming in without Trey Murphy, the third, and DeJounte Murray, who's going to be out for 4 to 6 weeks. But they're still bringing in Zion. They're still bringing in Brendan Ingram. And they still have CJ McCollum. So Warriors are on alert here. This is a big 2-game stretch. And they need to win at home, Shasky.
Yeah.
They were 21-20 at home last season. You've got to protect home court. And every time the crowd tried to get into it, they couldn't because of the turnovers, big baskets by the Clippers. And it was just, it was sloppy yesterday.
You know, I don't think there's anybody's at fault. Sometimes things just happen the way they happen because it's tough to manipulate the schedule. But just sucky to have a Warrior home opener the exact same time as Niners Cowboys of all games.
It's just, yeah, that was...
It just sucks.
Yeah, no, it was terrible.
You know, trust like me, the vibes.
I had withdrawals.
What?
I had withdrawals because it just, you know, for me, like, I'll be selfish here and talk about me for a second. Just, you know what's going on during the game while I'm watching the Warriors. You know what's going on, but you're not involved in Twitter. You're not involved in the text messages. Then you go home. You already know the outcome and you're watching it over.
It does.
I see some of the plays and you just don't. Just feel kind of out of the loop, you know? And so that's tough when you do a job like this. But, yeah, hopefully we never see that again.
I just didn't love it. And I know each of these teams wants to operate like, hey, we're the most important. And I get that. Like, if I ran either one of these teams, I would feel like my team is more important than the others or whatever. But you also have to recognize the power of football. And I think the NBA as a whole, like, this is more of an NBA issue than a Warrior one. Yep. I just think that the NBA as a whole needs to realize, like, your calendar is best suited to not conflict with football in the months of October, November, and into December. And I would do the best I can to push my season into the June, July months where you have carte blanche.
Yep. No doubt.
But anyway, you didn't see it then probably, but they did this whole intro on Sunday Night Football.
No, I watched everything. When I went home, I watched the whole damn thing.
So, Saweetie, I don't even know if you're...
Saweetie.
Is it just Sweetie?
Yeah.
Because it's Saweetie. Anyway, she's doing this long like soliloquy as they kind of break from Sunday Night Football pregame to the actual broadcast. And she's going on and on. And I know they had like a Do It For The Bay song, her and P-Lo, which I had already heard like maybe earlier this year or whatever.
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah, I'm Willie Harper's granddaughter. I'm like, what? What? Like, I couldn't believe that. Played for the 49ers.
Oh, yeah.
Linebacker for 10 years.
Yeah.
I believe played in the USFL, too. I could be mistaken there. And she's also a relative of Josh Harper, who we've had on the show, who played at Fresno State.
Did we have Josh Harper on the show?
Yeah. Play. Or at least we've played his sound from different podcasts, the Fresno State wide receiver. So just super random. I couldn't believe it. And then they had the photographer from the catch kind of narrate the beginning montage of the Cowboy Niner, you know, old school dynasty rivalry and all that stuff. And I just thought that Sunday Night Football, in terms of a presentation, they do such a great job building up the matchup between Niners Cowboys.
No, the intro was great. I live for those intros there. Saweetie, half Filipino, according to the 925, half Filipino there. And then you see the high school spotlight, which you asked Mike Tirico about. It's my boys at De La Salle. How about that? When they crushed Monta Vista 42-7, I was hoping Jaden got some airtime there on the low. But that quarterback that they have, he's a lefty, number 13, senior now. He's a good player. They're going to be playing for a state championship now. Matter day, who's going to be in the open division? I saw St. John Bosco come up here and play Sarah High School. They were the real deal. Like, I was like, wow, St. John Bosco's tough. Matter day. St. John Bosco Friday night 59-14. It was the worst loss. Coach Negro is his name, I want to say. Anyway, he had never had a running clock as the coach of St. John Bosco. They had the running clock against St. John Bosco on Friday night. Matter day dropped 59 on those dudes. Like, that never happens in that rivalry ever. 59-14. So Matter day looks like the real deal.